Welcome back to Mets with Mel. I am your host, Melissa, and we are just days away from another season of New York Mets baseball. And I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty excited for it. I'm always excited when the new baseball season starts every season, whether we have a good roster, a bad roster, or just anything in between. We have a new manager who seems very different than Buck, which is a good thing. We have Eric Chavez back at hitting coach, which I think is definitely going to be a good thing considering our offense wasn't the best last season and this core group of guys seemed to really excel under him back in 2022. We did make some new starting pitching acquisitions, which I think will be very beneficial throughout the season, even though we didn't sign any flashy names. And most importantly, we have Edwin Diaz back after his injury from last season. So I definitely expect that this team will definitely go out there and give it their all. So let's hop into the episode. One thing I want to focus on personally this season is just being more consistent with my podcast. I think a lot of my inconsistency has to do with my own fears and my own anxiety because, you know, you're putting yourself out there by, you know, creating content, doing whatever you're doing. Even just like putting yourself out there on like Twitter, people are going to judge you. And my thing is like people are going to judge you. People are going to say you're cringe. No matter how likable you are, how many friends you have, how many people care about you, somebody's always going to hate on you or somebody's always not going to like you. My thing is, who cares? Let them talk. If you want to do something and because it's going to bring you happiness, do it. Don't be scared of what other people are going to think because who knows? You are, as I always say, you are one decision away from a completely different life. And I'm not saying this podcast by any means is going to like change my life. I mean, who knows? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But it's something that I enjoy doing. I love talking about the Mets. I love talking about sports in general and overall. And I just think that you shouldn't be scared to do something because you're worried about other people judging you. Because again, people are going to judge you. It's going to happen. So my advice to anybody who's listening is if there's something that you want to do, but you're worried people are going to judge you or you're not going to be good at it. I mean, trust me, my podcasts still aren't the best. They're not super long. And half the time I feel like I can't even like speak. I record things a million times because I don't like how I sound or I feel like I'm stuttering too much, whatever the case is. But just like do your thing. The more consistent you get, the better you're going to be at it. So just keep doing your thing. One area that I expect the Mets to improve upon this season is definitely their starting pitching. I mean, honestly, I don't think the starting pitching could get any worse than it was last season. I mean, it was just overall a disappointment. I think we all expected more out of Verlander and more out of Scherzer, and just unfortunately, that just never materialized. Outside of Senga, like I said, just a total disappointment. Just a lot of games just being down so early on, and then, you know, your offense kind of starts to get demoralized because then they have to kind of pick up the pieces, and some games you just, I mean, you can't score a lot of runs, especially if you're facing an ace caliber pitcher. So I definitely think the starting pitching will be better this season. It's unfortunate that we lost Senga before spring training really even started. Hopefully he's getting ready to get, you know, revamped in a couple days, a couple weeks. Hopefully we'll see him at some point in May. And the Mets can just keep it together until he gets back because we really need him. Last season, he solidified himself as the ace of this staff. I mean, you just can't ask for anything better. He had his struggles early on, but coming over from a different country and just, you know, having a different ball and even just having to adjust to a different game in the United States and a different life, to be honest, than Japan. I mean, it's difficult. It's not something that's super easy to do, and he seemed to do it pretty seamlessly. So I'm really hoping that he gets well soon and his injury isn't as bad as, you know, we as Mets fans are always, you know, doom and gloom thinking the worst. So hopefully he will be back shortly. You know, we have Jose Quintana back from last season. Quintana's kind of like a middle of the rotation type of guy. He's always been pretty solid, going to eat those innings for you. He had his ups and downs in spring training, but I would say over of his career, he's always kind of had a rocky spring training, but he'll always come through for us when we need him. A guy that I really liked that the Mets signed that I was kind of surprised that they did, but also happy that they did, was Luis Severino. He definitely, in a way, kind of reminds me of a better version of Taijuan Walker. I remember 2 years ago when the Mets signed Taijuan Walker, it was like right before spring training. I just remember thinking to myself, this was a great move. A guy that has a lot of potential, has shown flashes of greatness, but unfortunately the injury bug has kind of bitten him a little bit. So I definitely think this is, you know, this could be a great opportunity for Severino. He's had a pretty good career. Last season, he wasn't that great for the Yankees, but he's also used to playing in New York, which is definitely another factor to me that is important because, you know, you're battling the fans, you're battling the media, and New York is just a different animal. So definitely glad that the Mets did pick up somebody of his caliber. I think that he's definitely going to be really crucial and really important to the rotation. Sean Manaea, another guy that I've always really liked. He's kind of bounced around a little bit, but I've always really liked him. I've always thought he had a lot of potential. His stats were always pretty good. In the beginning of the season for the Giants last year, he kind of had a down season, but he kind of started to materialize. I mean, I really don't think that the rotation is going to be as bad as people think. And maybe it's just because last year we went into the season with just these high expectations. Like, you know, we lost Jacob DeGrom, but we signed Justin Verlander, and Justin Verlander, like, you know, never had a bad season. He bounced back from Tommy John. He was just always has been like so great, and he has always been an ace, and I just think we never got that. But in also in fairness, like, I just feel like we got rid of Verlander before he really could solidify himself here. Like, he just never felt like our guy. And then Scherzer kind of just fell off a cliff. I mean, it probably was the age thing, but I mean, I would still have signed Scherzer. I mean, I don't regret that at all. I think that was a smart move for the Mets. You know, we definitely needed some bigger pieces. I mean, he was a huge part in 2022, so I don't regret that at all. But I definitely think Steve Cohen's ability to realize that that wasn't working out and to trade these guys and get something back for them and get some great prospects back from them, I definitely think that will help the team going forward. But like I said, the rotation last year, it just seemed like nothing ever worked out for them. Like, things were just bad. Things were just bad the whole way through. So I really do think things will be better this season. And I do think the bullpen will be better simply because we have Edwin Diaz. We're going to be sounding those trumpets, hopefully, a lot. Having Edwin Diaz back is just so clutch. I mean, his first spring training outing, he just went there and just bam, 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 did his thing, struck out the side. I mean, that was a huge piece that was missing last year. I mean, credit to David Robertson. I mean, he did everything he could to, you know, to fill in Edwin Diaz's shoes, and he did a phenomenal job. Unfortunately, I think when we traded into the Marlins, he was probably gassed from pitching every day because, again, the starting pitching just couldn't hang in there. But having Edwin Diaz back, I think Adam Ottavino, I'm hoping that he kind of has a bounce-back season. Brooks Raley is another guy who had a pretty good season for the Mets. They signed Jorge Lopez, who was previously with the Orioles. I think once the Orioles moved him to the bullpen, he kind of materialized and got a little better. You know, the Mets have some other guys. And also, bullpens are one of those things where I feel like sometimes all it takes is just a good mix of, you know, young guys, veteran presence. The bullpen, I think, is just kind of like a thing that's, in my opinion, the easiest to fix. I mean, if you have to go out and get a bat or a really good starting pitcher at the trade deadline, like, you're going to have to, like, give away a haul of people. But with bullpen guys, sometimes I think it's just the right atmosphere in the right place. So I definitely do think that the starting pitching and the bullpen, I do expect them to be better this season. Out of all the quote-unquote kids, everybody knows I was riding really high on Ronnie Mauricio. It's super unfortunate that he got injured in the Dominican League because I still, even now, strongly believe that he will be a huge part of this team going forward. Just his energy, his presence, his bat. I mean, yes, his defense needs some work, but there's just something about him that just is so intriguing to watch and so fun to watch. And obviously, you can't not talk about players being fun to watch without mentioning Francisco Alvarez. I mean, I think Alvy is really going to solidify himself as one of the best catchers in this league. He is just so fun to watch. Every time he goes out there, you can just tell he gives it everything he has every single time. His work ethic is undeniable. Even the veteran pitchers last season would just talk about, you know, his game calling and his defense, and they would just rave about it. And then obviously he just hits absolute missiles into the seats. It's so fun to watch, and I definitely expect him to have a monster season. I also expect the hits god, aka Jeff McNeil, to have a bounce back comeback season. Last year, he kind of took a step back after winning a batting title in 22. Even years are always a good thing for Jeff, so I expect nothing less. I also think people don't really talk a lot about Jeff McNeil's defense as much as they should. McNeil has always been kind of like a solid defender to me. I remember in 2022 when, I think it was opening day, the Mets had Robinson Cano playing second base, and it seemed like every time somebody on the Nationals would put the ball in play, it went to Cano. And I was like, why aren't we having Jeff play second base? Like, Cano can barely, like, move at this point. Like, we need to have a better second baseman. Honestly, I would have put Guillaume Mayo out there over Cano. I mean, Cano is just such a liability in the field. We don't need to relive it. But I definitely think that Jeff is going to have a bounce back season. I mean, Pete is going for the big money this year. I expect him to hit a lot of home runs. I expect him to be as consistent as he normally is. I think also what's going to help him is the fact that the Mets signed J.D. Martinez. And people can say what they want. Oh, he's getting up there in age. He's going to break down. He's going to buckle down. So my response to that is, number one, who else do we have on our current roster that is going to be better at DH than J.D. Martinez? Because I can't think of one person. Mark Vientos had his highs in spring training, but right now, he is not that guy, unfortunately. I like Mark Vientos, but right now, things are just not panning out for him. Hopefully he can work on some things in AAA, and I'm sure we'll see him back on the major league roster in no time, because that's just how, you know, baseball works. People get hurt, things happen. I expect to definitely see him back. But also, J.D. Martinez has been a very consistent hitter his entire MLB career. And that's what I think was always really missing. Because people would walk Pete, and then you have nobody to solidify themselves as a threat. Yes, Alvarez has hit a lot of home runs, but he's not to the point where I think teams are like, oh, this is a really big, I don't want to say a big threat, because I do feel like Alvarez is a threat. I mean, he can hit a home run a billion feet off any pitch, but it's just he's still a young kid. He's still trying to figure things out offensively. So to have a veteran consistent bat behind Pete who's going to hit for average, going to drive in runs, going to hit home runs, I think is absolutely huge. And I think another guy that we signed that I wasn't expecting to like as much as I do, Harrison Bader. Him and Joey Wendell are like those scrappy guys that always eviscerate us in some way or form, and it just drives me absolutely insane. So it's so good to have those guys on our team helping us out. And I think it was also really cool of Brandon Nimmo to just be like, listen, this guy's going to play center field. I'm cool with playing left field. Brandon Nimmo, another guy I think is going to have a good season. And honestly, what else am I going to say about Francisco Lindor? That guy is just a consummate professional. I mean, the thing I love about Lindor, too, is out of everyone on the team, yes, Pete to be captain. Some people want Nimmo to be captain. I'd be cool with those guys, but, like, Lindor is him to me. He is just, every time one of these young guys is out there pitching and seems to be going through struggles, I even saw him do it with Verlander. I mean, not with Max, just because I could understand that. Max just is his own creature, as we all have seen. But with Verlander, even still, like, I would see him go out to Verlander, the young guys, just kind of like, he'd be the one there, kind of just like, you know, being like, it's okay, you know, just take your time, you got this. I just, Francisco Lindor just screams leader in every aspect. And I think sometimes people are like, I can't believe we signed him, like, his numbers aren't where they want them to be. First of all, I think his numbers have been fine for the most part. He had his struggles. I mean, everyone on this team had their struggles last season. Last season was just a disaster. But I think the leadership aspect that he brings is so underrated. Just the things I've seen him do, like I said, just even going out to the mound or just, you know, talking to the media. He's just so calm, cool, collected, and that's what you need in somebody who's a leader. And he might not be like that loud guy like the Brett Gardners of the world, but he displays leadership in a way that I really like. So I do think that, I mean, I think this team has the pieces. I mean, do I think everything's going to click? No, because that's like 22. That's like best case scenario. Everything clicks. But I do think a lot of these guys had down seasons. Even Lindor was playing injured last season. We didn't know about that until the end of the season. And it's just like, I think that hopefully this year, if these guys can stay healthy, I mean, I do think that they can compete. I think the J.D. Martinez signing was great. I think that was a huge missing piece of the puzzle. We were all screaming this whole offseason for a bat. So you know, hopefully the Mets offense can put it together and hopefully they can be very competitive this season. That's all for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in weekly, as I'm sure the New York Mets will continue to impress us, and I'll have great things to talk about. Hope everybody has an amazing day.